Welcome to a thought-provoking journey through the corridors of wisdom, curiosity, and the profound beauty of the English language. In today's episode of English Plus Podcast, we dive deep into the realms of age-old proverbs, timeless quotes, intriguing idioms, the richness of our lexicon, the depths of the ocean, the intricacies of our dreams, and the ever-pertinent dance between individual rights and communal responsibilities, and much more. Join me, your guide through this labyrinth of learning and reflection, as we peel back layers, question the unquestioned, and illuminate the corners of our understanding. From the wisdom that shapes our actions to the words that define our world, this episode is a mosaic of insights designed to enrich, enlighten, and inspire. Whether you're a lifelong learner, a language lover, or simply in search of a spark to ignite your curiosity, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Daily Digest from English Plus Podcast. And now, without further ado, let's start with our Words of Wisdom section, where we will learn the wisdom behind our daily proverb and daily quote. Let's start with our daily proverb. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Have you ever felt stuck in your ways? Like it's just too late to learn that new skill, make that big change, or pursue a lifelong dream? Maybe someone's even told you that old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. But is that really true? Can we change and grow at any age? Or is there a point where the window of opportunity slams shut forever? Welcome to Daily Proverb, where we dig into the wisdom and the occasional misunderstandings found within those familiar sayings. I'm your host, Danny, and today we're tackling a proverb that can either empower or discourage, depending how you look at it. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Let's start with a literal meaning. Dogs, much like humans, do have periods of brain development where they're most receptive to learning. Once past that puppy stage, it gets slightly harder to teach them new things. Not impossible, just a bit slower. This is due to something called neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to change and adapt. Think of it like this. Young brains are like fresh, soft clay, easily molded. As we age, that clay starts to harden, so making changes can take more effort. But here's the twist. The brain never turns to stone completely. We are discovering that even in old age, it's still capable of forging new connections and pathways. It just requires perseverance and perhaps a different approach. Now here's where the proverb gets tricky. When we use it about people, we're usually not talking about training them to fetch. We're usually hinting that someone is set in their ways, resistant to change, maybe even incapable of learning something new. And that's where the science gets interesting. Often, when someone says, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, there's an underlying reason. Maybe it's fear, a fear of failure or looking foolish. Maybe it's a lack of motivation, assuming that whatever change is desired isn't worth the effort. Or possibly, they've had past experiences where trying to learn felt fruitless, diminishing their belief in their own abilities. But here's the thing. Age itself isn't always the issue. People of any age can struggle with change. The real question is, do you want to learn and grow? Do you believe you can? If the answer is yes, then the proverb loses its bite. Sure, it might take extra effort, and you might need to find new strategies to learn effectively, but it is possible. Countless examples throughout history prove it. People who started a new career midlife, picked up a creative skill later in life, or simply shook themselves free from limiting beliefs. Age was just a number, not a barrier. So that was our proverb for today. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. And now it's time to move on to our daily quote. We're still in our Words of Wisdom section, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Have you ever met someone who talks a big game? Words that seem so inspiring, promises that sound too good to be true? But then, as you watch their actions, a different picture starts to emerge. Do you ever find their actions and words don't quite line up? Do you wonder if you should trust what someone says or pay closer attention to what they actually do? Welcome to Daily Quote from English Plus Podcast, the podcast that unpacks a single thought-provoking quote each day and explores its meaning. Today, we're diving into a classic from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Emerson said, "What you do speaks so loudly that I cannot hear what you say." What does this actually mean? Well, it highlights this fundamental truth. Actions are the truest testament to a person's character and values. We can all talk about kindness, about ambition, about integrity. But unless we demonstrate those things through our behavior, our words start to feel hollow. Think about history. Are the figures we remember most those who gave incredible speeches or those who took transformative action? Consider the work of civil rights leaders, scientists whose discoveries changed lives, or even just the everyday heroes in our own communities. Their legacies are cemented by what they did. Of course, this isn't to say words are irrelevant. But sometimes we have to look beyond the surface-level promises or carefully crafted language. How does someone treat others when they think no one's watching? How do they handle challenges? What do they choose to prioritize? This quote urges us to be discerning listeners, to look at the totality of a person's actions. But there's a flip side. It should also make us mindful of our own behavior. Are we living in alignment with what we claim to value? Do our actions match our words? Well, that's something for you to ponder, something we can all learn from Ralph Waldo Emerson and from Daily Quote from English Plus Podcast. And now we will move on to our word power section, where we're going to learn a new expression in English Express and a new word in Word of the Day. But before we do that, I will give you a quick update on our premium product. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to talk about this, and then we will continue our daily digest with our word power section. If you've been enjoying our journey together and are curious about diving even deeper, I have some exciting news for you. By becoming a premium member on Patreon, you unlock access to exclusive content that we've curated with your love for learning and growth in mind. First in our treasure trove for premium members is an extraordinary addition to our fantastic guest series, an hour-long interview with none other than Albert Einstein. Yes, you heard that right. We've crafted a unique session where we delve into the mind of one of the greatest thinkers of the 20th century, exploring his theories, his thoughts on creativity and curiosity, and even his lesser-known views on life. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear from the man whose name is synonymous with genius, in a conversation imagined to bridge time and space, bringing his insights directly to you. Additionally, for those looking to sharpen their oratory skills, we offer a comprehensive guide to becoming a better public speaker. This guide is packed with practical tips, techniques, and strategies to help you captivate and engage your audience. Whether you're presenting in a boardroom, lecturing in a classroom, or speaking at a social event. From overcoming nerves to mastering the art of storytelling, this guide is your roadmap to becoming a more confident and effective speaker. These premium episodes and many more are exclusively available to our Patreon supporters. By joining as a premium member, not only do you gain access to those enriching experiences, but you also support the continuation and expansion of our podcast, allowing us to bring even more fascinating content your way. To become a premium member and unlock these exciting benefits, simply follow the link in the description of this episode. Your journey into deeper knowledge and insight awaits. Thank you for your support, and here's to exploring new horizons together. And now, my friends, it's time for us to continue our journey in the Daily Digest from English Plus Podcast. Our next section is Word Power, where we're going to learn about a new expression in English Express and a new word in Word of the Day. But before we do that, let me tell you about the other sections waiting in today's episode. After Word Power, we have Did You Know section, where we're going to learn about an intriguing fact in Did You Know, and we're going to learn about something very interesting about ourselves in Know Yourself. After that, we have the linguistic part, where we're going to talk about a useful English usage tip and a common mistake. And finally, we're going to finish with our literary echoes section with our daily poem in Daily Poetry. And finally, we're going to finish this episode with our daily spotlight. So you don't want to miss that. Stick around, stay with me. And next, we're going to start with our word power section for today. And we're going to talk about a very interesting expression in English Express. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Have you ever bought something and thought, whoa, that cost me an arm and a leg? What about all those crazy medical bills? Talk about an arm and a leg. But where does that phrase come from anyway? Is someone out there missing actual limbs because of expensive things? Don't worry, nobody's losing body parts, but the idea is kind of wild. Let's explore this strange and fascinating world of English idioms. You'll be surprised by what you find. Stick around to get the scoop on the phrase an arm and a leg. Welcome to English Express, where we unlock the secrets of the English language. Today, we're diving into common expressions that might sound a little strange at first. So, an arm and a leg. Why those specific body parts? Well, historically, arms and legs were considered extremely valuable. Think about it. Your arms and legs are how you get work done, how you defend yourself, and how you move around in the world. They were basically your livelihood. If you were healthy, you might not need to do physical labor, further emphasizing how precious your limbs were. The idea of limbs equaling your entire fortune is what led to the phrase. When something costs an arm and a leg, it's basically saying it costs everything you've got. It's hyperbole, an exaggeration, to really drive home just how expensive something is. Let's throw some examples your way so that you can get a better understanding of this expression. We can say, for example, that new sports car must have cost an arm and a leg. Or a college education these days costs an arm and a leg. Or we can say, whoa, that fancy dinner cost us an arm and a leg, but it was delicious. And finally, there's some interesting speculation that the idiom might have connections to the history of portrait paintings. Artists often charge more for a full-body portrait, including arms and legs, than simply a head and shoulders one. Now, while there's no concrete proof to prove that this is the origin of this expression, but it's a cool theory. Anyway, that was today's idiom, cost an arm and a leg. But we're not done with our word power section, because next we're going to talk about the word of the day. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Have you ever encountered a problem so complex, a thought so deep, that it seems to weigh on your mind? Is there a word that describes that feeling of mental heaviness? What about when a task is so difficult and slow to complete that it feels almost burdensome? Well, there's an English word that captures all of these sensations, and it might surprise you. Welcome to Word of the Day, where we explore the fascinating nooks and crannies of the English language. And today, we'll unravel the secrets behind the word ponderous. Ponderous, it has a certain ring to it, doesn't it? A slow, resonant quality. When you hear ponderous, your brain conjures up images of weighty matters, or perhaps something physically large and cumbersome, like a ponderous old book filled with centuries of knowledge. And here's the surprising thing. Those images are spot on. This word has multiple meanings, all linked to that idea of weight and slowness. Let's dissect the meanings of ponderous. It is related to being heavy and slow moving. A ponderous elephant plods slowly across the savannah. Ponderous ship cuts through the ocean waves. Think of physical objects that require significant effort to move. But ponderous is not only about heavy and slow moving. It can be related also to being mentally laborious. When you wrestle with a complex philosophical theory or mind-boggling scientific equation, that mental struggle can be described as ponderous. It's that feeling of your mind carrying a heavy load. And finally, it can also refer to being dull and clumsy. Here's where the word takes a slightly negative turn. Ponderous speech can be boring, long-winded, and lacking in any sort of spark or energy. Similarly, a ponderous piece of writing might be overly formal and difficult to read. Now, words like people have a family tree. Ponderous comes from the Latin word pondus, which means weight. You might even recognize related words like pound, a unit of weight, and ponder, to think deeply. Now, to make sure we really understand this word, let's see how it is used in real life. I will give you some examples that will help you understand how this word is used in real life. For example, we can say, the philosopher's work was filled with ponderous arguments that took hours to unravel. Or we can say, the old house had a ponderous antique wardrobe that seemed to hold generations of secrets. Or we can say, after a long day, his eyelids felt ponderous and sleep beckoned him. Wow! Who knew a single word could be so multifaceted? I hope the weight of this knowledge has lifted and not become a ponderous burden. And now, my friends, it's time to expand our knowledge about the world and about ourselves in our Did You Know section that's coming next. We're going to learn something very interesting about the world, and we're going to learn something very interesting about ourselves. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Imagine a place deeper than Mount Everest is tall. A world of perpetual darkness, crushing pressure, and temperatures barely above freezing. Have you ever wondered what lurks at the bottom of our planet's vast oceans? What secrets lie hidden in those unfathomable depths? Get ready, because today we embark on a journey to the very edge of human knowledge, to a place called the Challenger Deep. Welcome to Did You Know from English Plus Podcast, where we feed your curiosity with fascinating facts and mind-blowing discoveries. I'm your host, Danny, and I'm thrilled to dive, quite literally, into this incredible topic. The Mariana Trench is a crescent-shaped scar carved into the Earth's crust in the Western Pacific Ocean. It's a place of extremes, a geological wonder. But within this trench lies its most profound feature: the Challenger Deep. At approximately 36,037 feet below the ocean's surface, it's the deepest known point on Earth. To put it into perspective, you could drop Mount Everest into the Challenger Deep and the summit would still be over a mile underwater. Now, the ocean is no picnic. Sunlight fades away within the first few hundred feet. Deeper down, the water temperature hovers just above freezing. But the real challenge is pressure. At the bottom of the Challenger Deep, the pressure is 1,000 times greater than at sea level. It's the equivalent of having the weight of 50 jumbo jets piled on top of you. Despite these unbelievable conditions, life perseveres. Scientists have discovered bizarre creatures thriving in the Challenger Deep: shrimp-like amphipods, translucent snailfish, and the eerie bioluminescent ping pong tree sponge. These organisms have adapted in incredible ways to survive in this harsh environment. Exploring a place like the Challenger Deep is an extraordinary challenge. In fact, fewer people have been to the bottom of the ocean than have traveled to space. Specialized submersibles are needed to withstand the crushing pressure, and descents can take hours. But the risk and difficulties are worth the rewards. Each mission to the Challenger Deep pushes the boundaries of our understanding and reveals new insights into our planet's most mysterious environment. Well, my friends, that was about the Challenger Deep. And next, we're going to learn something as interesting, if not even more interesting, about ourselves in Know Yourself, still a part of Did You Know section. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Have you ever woken up from a dream that felt so vivid, but then watched it fade away like mist? What if those strange, sometimes bizarre images in our sleep actually hold secrets about how our minds work? What if dreams are not just random firings of neurons, but vital tools in processing the events of our lives? Get ready to dive into the mysteries of the dreaming mind and unlock a whole new dimension of understanding yourself. Welcome to Know Yourself from English Plus Podcast. Today, we're venturing into a fascinating topic: the connection between dreams and memory. Scientists, philosophers, and artists have pondered the meaning of dreams for centuries. Recent research suggests dreams are way more than mental entertainment. They might play a crucial role in how to learn, process emotions, and make sense of our experiences. Let's unpack some of the leading theories about why we dream. One prominent idea is that dreams aid in memory consolidation. This means they help our brain strengthen and organize new memories while we sleep. Think of it like your brain filing the important stuff away neatly so you can access it later. Dreams might also help us process emotions. Have you ever woken up from an intense dream feeling shaken or emotional? It could be your brain working through difficult feelings or stressful experiences. Dreams can act as a kind of mental therapy session. Another interesting aspect is how dreams might give us creative insights. Throughout history, artists and inventors have credited dreams for breakthroughs, the stitching together of concepts in new and imaginative ways. It turns out your sleeping brain might be your most innovative collaborator. Now, of course, not all dreams are packed with meaning. Some are probably just the result of random brain activity. But more and more research points to the idea that our dreams aren't just fleeting nonsense. They could be giving us a window into our memories, emotions, and problem-solving abilities. Well, I hope you found those pieces of knowledge that I shared with you in the Did You Know section interesting. But that's not the end of our episode. We still have more. We still have the language section and we still have the literary echoes section. Being a writer myself, I will have to say that I saved the best for last. But I hope you enjoy each section we have on the Daily Digest from English Plus Podcast. Now, before we move on to the language section, I will have to remind you that this is not everything you can get from English Plus. If you still haven't heard or haven't visited our website, EnglishPlusPodcast.com, you're missing a lot, believe me, because there's a lot more on our website that you can imagine. We have a lot of magazine articles. We have a lot of daily sections, including some of the things that we're including in our Daily Digest section. That's actually where the Daily Digest came from. We have daily quizzes about a myriad of topics. All of that on top of the myriad of topics we cover in our magazine articles. Some of them are featured, they're very long, some of them are shorter, but all of them include something for language learners and for lifelong learners alike. There's the topic and there's always something that you can learn, some new words you can learn. And for those of you who are not sure about how to pronounce things, there's also an audio link to every single magazine article. Now, in the coming episodes, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the website, but I'm not going to take all the time just talking about the website because believe me, it might take the whole time of the entire episode. Just don't take my word for it. Take the link you can find in the description or just simply go to EnglishPlusPodcast.com and enjoy the world of knowledge you can find there. Now, without further ado, let's continue our Daily Digest from English Plus Podcast. And let's continue with our language section, where we're going to talk about a special usage tip and a common mistake in English. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Are you secretly terrified of mixing up two words at the wrong moment? Do you break out in a cold sweat over the thought of offering someone sound advice and looking foolish? Is your confidence shaken when offering well-meaning suggestions? If so, take a deep breath and get ready for a grammar adventure that will put you at ease. Hello, my grammar enthusiasts, and welcome to Daily Usage from English Plus Podcast. Today, we're conquering those sneaky little words that always seem to trip us up. Advice and advise. All right, let's get down to business. What's the deal with these two words? Advice. Notice that lovely S sound, advice. This one is a noun. Think of it like an object you give someone, a helpful opinion or a recommendation. When your best friend needs a pep talk about that new job, you're giving them advice. Now let's move on to advise. Now first, of course, instead of a C, we have an S and the sound is different as well. It's not advice anymore, it's advise with a Z sound. Well, this one, advise, is a verb, meaning it's an action word. It's when you provide someone with guidance or suggestions. When you're steering your friend towards a wise decision, you're actively advising them. Now, here's a quick trick. Advice is a thing Advise is what you do. Now let's look at some examples. My doctor gave me some great advice about healthy eating. I'd advise you to apply for that job. It sounds like a perfect fit. I always value my grandmother's advice. Simple enough, right? Well, languages love to keep us on our toes. So be warned, people get this wrong all the time. Even careful writers mix them up. So don't feel too bad if you've slipped up. But now that you're armed with this knowledge, you'll be unstoppable. So here's your challenge. Pay extra attention this week to how you and others use advice and advise. How often do people make the mistake? Are you absolutely sure you're using them right? Well, take this challenge and you can let me know how well you used advice and advise in the comments section, whether on the website, wherever else you're listening to the podcast, or you can reach out to us on English Plus Podcast. In any case, I hope you learned something useful in today's English usage, but that's not all. We're not done. We still have common mistakes in English coming up next, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Have you ever looked at a sentence you just wrote and thought, something feels off here? Are you secretly a little unsure when to use the words among and between? Is there a nagging feeling that maybe you've been using them incorrectly all along? If any of this rings a bell, you've come to the right place. Welcome to Common Mistakes in English, where we tackle those pesky English errors that sneak into our everyday language. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the world of among and between. These little prepositions seem simple, but they hide a surprising amount of nuance and potential for confusion. Let's bust the biggest myth. It's not about how many things you're discussing, contrary to popular belief. You can absolutely use between with more than two items, as long as you're focusing on separate relationships between them. Let's see some examples. Now let's start with our first example. I had to choose between the blue dress, the red sweater, and the green pants. Now here, we have separate choices. Think of between as highlighting individual, one-on-one connections. Now here's where among steps in. This is for when you're talking about being part of a group or collective without focusing on specific pairings. And here's our second example. There was a sense of excitement among the crowd. The meaning here is that inside the group dynamic. Among is ideal when the emphasis is on being surrounded by something or located within a larger whole. But wait, there are a few more nuances. Sometimes the lines can blur. Let's take this sentence. The competition was fierce between the athletes. We could actually use among here too. The competition was fierce among the athletes. Why? Because we're talking about the overall competitive atmosphere within a group, not isolated rivalries. So sometimes both are possible. So the next time you find yourself hesitating between these two words, take a step back, ask yourself, am I highlighting individual relationships or a general sense of belonging within a group? Let this be your guiding principle in mastering the art of among and between. Armed with this knowledge, you can banish those self-doubts and write with greater clarity and confidence. So my friends, I hope you learned something from today's language section from English Plus Podcast. And we still have one section left with two subsections, of course. This section is Literary Echoes. We're going to talk about a daily poem, and then we're going to finish off with our daily spotlight. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Today's poem is called Hope is the Thing with Feathers by Emily Dickinson. Now, let me start by reading this poem to you, and then we're going to have some commentary on this poem and the meanings and the themes within the poem. Let me start with the poem itself. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could have abashed the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never, in extremity, it asked a crumb of me. Have you ever felt a lightness in your soul? A quiet melody that persists even in the darkest of times? What is this invisible force that holds us aloft in the stormiest of gales, warming us in the chilliest lands and across the strangest seas without ever asking for anything in return? Today on Daily Poem, we dive into Emily Dickinson's timeless ode to resilience and eternal optimism. Hope is the thing with feathers. Join me as we explore how hope perches in the soul, singing endlessly, asking for nothing in return, and what this means for us in our daily lives. Welcome to Daily Poetry, where every day we find solace, strength, and inspiration in the power of poetry. Hope is the Thing with Feathers by Emily Dickinson is more than just a poem. It's a profound exploration of the human spirit's unbreakable bond with hope. Dickinson uses the metaphor of a bird to describe hope as something innate and ever-present within us all, a source of strength that sings ceaselessly through our darkest hours and fiercest storms. The bird, perched in the soul, sings a tune without words, a melody of pure emotion and unwavering presence. This hope is sweetest in the gale, suggesting that in our most challenging moments, the presence of hope becomes even more crucial, its song even more beautiful and necessary. Dickinson emphasizes the resilience of hope, noting that no storm, however fierce, can abash this small but mighty bird. Through her personal reflections, Dickinson tells us she has heard this bird sing in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, highlighting hope's universality and its ability to exist and persist everywhere. Its endurance in every circumstance, without ever asking for anything in return, underscores the selflessness and purity of hope. In concluding our journey with Dickinson's Hope is the Thing with Feathers, we're reminded of the enduring power and presence of hope in our lives. Dickinson's portrayal of hope is as a steadfast, undemanding force in our souls, invites us to reflect on our own experiences with hope. How has hope kept us warm in the stormiest times? How does it sing in your soul, and how do you nurture its presence? As we move forward, let's carry with us the image of that small, unyielding bird and remember the strength it symbolizes. Hope is our companion in the darkest times, asking nothing from us, but offering everything in return. How will you listen to its song in your life? Thank you for joining me on Daily Poetry, and may you find hope's melody in every day, lifting your spirits and guiding you through. And now, my friends, I hope you enjoyed today's poem. And by the way, I'm going to include some of my own poetry in the days to come. So I hope you like those too. And now we're left with the final piece of today's Daily Digest puzzle with our Daily Spotlight. You don't want to miss that. That's the final part of our Daily Digest. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Have you ever thought about where the lines are drawn between what you have the right to do and what you should do? Does your freedom to rock out at 2 a.m. end where your neighbor's right to a good night's sleep begins? If a deadly virus is spreading, can the government restrict your movement to protect others? When it comes to our rights, where does the me end and the we begin? Welcome to Daily Spotlight from English Plus Podcast, where we dive into the big ideas that make the world tick. I'm your host, Danny, and today we're about to get into one of the most challenging questions out there. How can we balance individual rights with the needs of the community? Buckle up, because this is a thought-provoking ride. Now let's be real. The fight over individual liberty versus the greater good is as old as society itself. We all want the freedom to live our lives as we see fit. But we also understand that living in a community means accepting certain responsibilities. Sometimes, those responsibilities might seem like they're infringing on our rights. Think about things like vaccinations. Most people agree that they're a lifesaver, but a small percentage of folks fiercely oppose vaccines. Is their right to decide what goes into their body more important than the right of the community to be protected from outbreaks? Can you shout fire in a crowded theater just because there's no actual fire? Of course not. But why? Philosophers have grappled with these tough questions for centuries. On one side, you have thinkers who believe individual rights are sacred. You have the power to make your own choices, and the government shouldn't meddle too much. On the other hand, some folks think the common good takes priority. Without working together as a community, we descend into chaos, where nobody's rights are safe. So how do we find a balance? Well, there's no easy answer. It depends on the exact situation, the rights at stake, and the potential consequences. But one thing is clear, it's not about one side winning. When we focus too much on either individual power or the needs of the collective, we lose sight of what a society is meant to be, a place where we can all thrive together. As we wrap up, here's a question to chew on. Is it possible there are some rights so fundamental, so basic to what it means to be a person, that they should never be infringed upon, even for the sake of the greater good? Or is the greater good always the ultimate decider? I would love to hear what you think about that in the comments section on our website, on our Patreon community, or on our social media platforms. And with that being said, my friends, that's all we have to share for today. As we draw the curtains on today's journey through the landscapes of proverbs, the essence of quotes, the curiosity of language, the depths of the ocean, and the enigmas of our own consciousness, I hope you found a spark of inspiration, a nugget of wisdom, or perhaps a new perspective to carry with you into your daily life. The Daily Digest from English Plus Podcast was designed to be a voyage that challenges, enlightens, and enriches. But our journey doesn't have to end here. If you've enjoyed today's expedition into the heart of wisdom, words, and worlds unknown, consider sharing this podcast with friends, family, or anyone you believe would appreciate this voyage as much as you have. Your shares, your likes, and your follows are the compass that guides us forward, helping us reach new explorers like yourself. For those who wish to delve even deeper, who crave the unseen horizons and the uncharted territories of knowledge, our Patreon community awaits. By becoming a premium member, you're not just supporting the podcast, you're unlocking a treasure trove of exclusive content, behind-the-scenes access, and the chance to be part of a like-minded community. From exclusive episodes, Q&A sessions, and perhaps even the keys to hidden wisdom, the benefits of being a premium member stretch as far as the imagination wanders. So if you're ready to take it to the next step on this journey together, follow us on Patreon. Your support enables us to continue creating content that entertains, educates, and inspires. Visit our Patreon page to learn more about how you can become a vital part of this adventure. Thank you for joining me today on English Plus Podcast. Until our paths cross again, in the quest for knowledge and insight, keep questioning, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep sharing the light of curiosity with the world around you. Farewell for now, and remember, the journey is just as important as the destination. This was your host, Danny, and that was the Daily Digest from English Plus Podcast. Thank you for listening. I will see you next time.